in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for February 14th, episode number 76. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen of the Valentine. Made another rhyme.
Oh, hello, my love. And you only said that because I just reminded you it was Valentine's
Day. I had that in my head the whole time. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to rhyme Valentine with Queen.
Oh,
and that's exactly what I did.
Good job.
Cheers, me darling. Happy Valentine's Day. Day.
Valentine's Day.
Ooh, that sounds really good. That sounded almost like you were drinking wine.
Yes.
Okay.
I am. I'm drinking Jesus turned water into wine.
you're drinking the reverse wine. Okay. Let me see this. I am representing all the Salmon Yays,
yes,
and the Corksoakers
and Vineyard Nation.
And Vineyard Nation. And I, because Tina's still on her protocol,
yes.
Let's call it that.
Yes.
We'll get an update, I'm sure. I am drinking tonight from our membership.
Yes.
Is this from our membership?
From Augusta Vin, yes.
The Grenache from Augusta Vin right here in Fredericksburg.
Have we had the Grenache before?
Have we had the Grenache? I'm not sure.
Can I smell your wine?
Yes. Would you like to sniff my wine? There you go. Smell the glove. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
It's good. I had a little bit for dinner.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes. You'll finish off the bottle during the show?
No, I won't do that. It's actually...
lovely, lovely, lovely.
It's truly lovely. It's a lovely wine. Yes. We picked that up on our most recent visit. We have so much to talk about. I know you think like, I don't know what to talk about. We have a lot to talk about.
Every week I do. I feel pressure every week because I feel like I have to bring the content. And sometimes when I don't have a lot of content... It puts pressure on me, and I feel it before we start the show.
I could talk for hours with you about anything.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You start.
Okay, so we had Tim and Peggy visit. Back to you, Bob. I figure we talk at least 17 minutes about Tim and Peggy, maybe even more.
Yes, Tim and Peggy were featured in the photo that I put in the newsletter, and they are... my dear, dear friends from Chicago, and our friendship goes back 34 years.
Planned for a long time.
Long time. Yeah. Yes. And so we've seen Peggy a couple times in the last couple years. And then I saw Tim a year ago when I was in Chicago,
I went for the keep up.
Mm-hmm. And at that lunch, I said, oh, I would love for you to come to Texas and I'd love for you to get to know Adam because he met you at the wedding, but that wasn't really.
I met him at our wedding and I loved him immediately because that guy can dance.
Yes, I know.
And I'm talking ballroom dancing.
Yes.
Who was he spinning around the whole time?
Lynn,
that's right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was just, whoa, this guy can really dance. And
yes.
So I'm like, yeah, I can you show me how to dance? Tim, can you teach me how to
dance? Yeah, you should have asked him.
I should have.
And it was so lovely that he came to the wedding because I hadn't seen Tim.
Oh, you said it.
Lovely.
Every single time. Everybody drink. It's on your bingo card. Your Curry and the Keeper bingo card.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that. Okay.
It's new. It's new. People are doing it from coast to coast.
Okay. But I hadn't seen him. Oh, it had to be years the last time that I saw him. I can't even remember the last time I saw him. But we would exchange, messages occasionally on social media. And so we picked up right where we left off.
And where you left off is when you were working at the bank.
Yeah. Well, the bank had been acquired.
This is 1980 shoulder pads?
1994. No, we met in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
And then we worked through the early 90s. I left in 94. I think he left about 94, 95.
So for like eight or 9 years
yes.
or something like
and
that.
So, oh, but our long, friendship, yeah. The three of us, our friendship mm-hmm. started early 90s. And so we would go out to dinner and we just had, I mean, I've been up to Tim's house in Michigan and there are just a lot of wonderful, wonderful memories. And it's just kind of that friendship that lasts despite miles, despite time, it just, the connection is still there.
We all should have one of those.
Yes.
If we're lucky, we all do.
Yes. And Peggy, I mean, same with Peggy. I mean, we were both raising our families. I had moved to Florida and she stayed in Illinois and, it's just like miles between us, but God's plans are just you know.
Well, can I just say what I love the most right off the bat, the first evening, you guys? So Tim is some kind of sentimental fool. That's what you call sentimental fool. The Stubby Brothers.
Oh,
sentimental fool. Okay. What a fool believes. Okay. Wow, where are you, babe? I'm doing doobies over
here. I'm in 2024. Where are you?
Okay, I'm 1978.
Okay.
And he brought a true photo album, which I love. I love a photo album that has actual printed photos
yes,
in it.
He brought
it. And it was of bank parties mainly of the three of you and other people. And I just loved watching the three of you reminisce. Let's stop. I loved all the hairdos. The hairdos and the shoulder pads, awesome.
Yes.
I'm like, I know exactly where I was because I had those same shoulder pads and your hair.
I did not have big hair. I had bob.
That's right. That's right. You had that was professional.
And you looked at the photos and you go, you know, I would have dated you. If I saw you, I would have asked
you.
Did
I say that?
Yes, you did.
I think I actually said you look the same. But you did say
I would have asked you out.
Oh, I've been all over that.
Yeah.
They were like, hey. Hey, wait, are you the voice of the Touchstone Teller? I recognize your voice. I knew you were the Touchstone Teller. What you doing tomorrow night?
Yeah. Yeah, can you tell me my account balance?
What's the CD these days?
Yes,
what's 8%. The interest rate? 8%? Oh, my God.
Well, before he even brought out the photo album, we all sat out on the porch, and yes. Peggy had bought us a gift, and she had it delivered here, and she didn't want me to open it until she arrived. So 32 years ago for Tim's birthday, we gave him this plaque, and it's one of his most treasured gifts. And it's of a tree. It's like a tree, and there's three faces like hanging from the bottom of the tree. And then there's a big face above the tree. Mm-hmm. And he always would send pictures of it to us. And we remember that. And he was so touched by that gift. So Peggy had her sister-in-law, who's an artist, recreate it for us and painted it. Cool. So we each got one. And we're looking at it. And, you know, obviously the three faces represent, God bless you, honey.
Excuse me.
Represent our friendship, and the big face.
We all know what that is. Yeah, of course.
And we never thought that. We never said that before in the 90s, but when we looked at it, we're like, oh my gosh, this is so incredible. So that was so, so sweet that she did that.
It was great because I finished up the show and I came out of the studio like, you know, like I'm kind of dazed and confused. And y'all were, the bay door was open. You're on the porch. Like, this is fun. I didn't even want to take my shower. I'm like, let's hang out here. This was great. I lit the fire, had the fireplace going.
They cracked open some beers. I drank water.
Yep. Yes, you did. I even drank a beer. Like, boogie on.
Yeah,
because
I planned on making dinner that night. So that's how the visit started. And then we just went down memory lane. And that's why I titled the newsletter Folded Time.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm sure. Wasn't there a subtitle that slammed me in there?
No. Folded Time, I think, is what.
Folded
Time. Oh. Because Tim referenced it that we had basically folded time, like we brought the past right into the present. And
sure
that's where we were. We were just talking about all sorts of things. And, you know, and I even called you my ex-husband's name three times because...
Was it three times? I only counted two.
One time you didn't hear me. Tim heard me though. And I'm like, what is going on?
And, you know, I said right up front, I'm not offended. I totally get it.
Yes.
Of course, if it happened the other way around, you would be upset for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. You know, we have a double standard. We've established
quite
that.
Quite the double standard.
Yeah, we've established that.
Yes, okay.
As long as we realize that. Because we were just going back and memorizing or thinking about all the memories and everything. And it was just, I mean, the conversation was constant. It was just going.
I loved hearing about all your adventures and all the things you guys got up to. And I love hearing about all of the, you know, the people in the bank and who was icky and who was gross. And
affairs.
Yeah. And who's dead.
Yeah.
There was some of that. Oh, yeah. He's gone. The affairs, the hitting on.
And the bank was a huge piece of my growing up, you know. Well,
that, and, was that your first job when you left?
It was my first real job, yeah, I would say.
When you left Indiana.
Yes. I mean, well, no, I lived in Indiana and I commuted for 4 years.
Right.
But no, then, I commuted for eight.
But then you ran away from Indiana
and moved downtown.
Moved to the big smoke.
Yes. To the big city. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, so then, so that was Friday night. Yeah.
Was this when you were one of the
top 60 bachelorettes?
Yeah.
Okay. 1991.
I can see why. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy who wrote that article, did he try to date you?
You know, this was before,
articles, before wood, no. before paper.
No, this was before, email. So I got letters mailed.
Oh yeah, sure.
Letters. Yes.
I bet you did with pictures like, hey, look at me.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so I actually had arranged to meet one person, but it kind of fell through.
Oh,
so
too bad.
That was crazy. But no, so Friday night we just hung out here and we just talked and talked and sat at the table. And Tim was like, I love sitting here at the table just talking, which I know you do too. You yelled at me earlier.
I didn't yell at you.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said, you got to get up and clear the dishes so quickly.
Oh, wow. You hear me so differently though. I said, I really love sitting at the dinner table after dinner and, you know, just chatting. And you yelled at me and said, yeah, but that's just the later I have to clean up. See how I hear you?
I'm programmed. I got to clean up. I do fairly well, though, but I knew we had a show to do. And so the later we were delaying the show.
But Ellen's here and I love chatting. And it's okay. That's the duchy in me. The duchies do that.
The duchies.
They'll have coffee after.
Are you a duchy?
In that regard, it's the gezellig. You've heard the word gezellig. Yes. That's what the Dutch like to do. It's okay. It's all right. It's not, it's gezellig. It's not compatible with Indiana. I got it. Clean it up. Anyway, didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, okay. So Friday night. Yes. So, I mean, that was Thursday night. So, but probably Tim talked about how they used to go around the table and do the highs and the lows of the day, but he liked only doing the highs. He didn't like the
why
lows.
Bother? Let's not do lows. Let's not do lows.
And so at the end of the visit, and I'll fill in the middle, he was like, what was your high? And I said, my high was when they first got here, when they pulled up. And, you know, it had been over a year since I had seen Tim, and it had been, you know, when did we see Peggy last? Last May.
Yeah.
And so I was thrilled. I was so happy to host them. Here in our home, we only had one incident where the toilet seat was up.
I was proud of everybody.
Peggy did a great job.
Yeah, she did a pretty good job. Who left the toilet seat up?
It was Peggy.
Peggy. Because I talked to Tim. He's like, oh, I'm down with that. Oh, yeah. Toilet seat down. Oh, I'm all about the lid down. Oh, yes. And he said, and you have that cool little lip on the seat. You can pull it up. So I know, man, we're equipped. We are a house that is ready for up, down, up, down. Side mention.
Yes.
Miss Phoebe.
Yeah. Oh, she was perfect.
Adorable.
Perfect. Except she wasn't yesterday, but she was perfect. Okay,
we can't win them all.
Yeah.
But she, you know, you put on her play. She went out to greet them.
And she stayed and she didn't bark at all. Mm-hmm. And then she was really fine. I think she's so used to people being in our house now. She's like, whatever. She's getting there.
Yes. Do I have to really protect this house again?
Whatever.
No, she probably looked at Tim and Peggy and went, they're not a danger. I don't have to bark.
Yeah. No, she was really, really good. Then Saturday we got up and I took them to a Main Street, you know, to Star Hollow. Mm-hmm. And we walked around Main Street. I took them to breakfast at this very...
Wait, they arrived Friday. What did you...
That was Friday. They arrived Thursday.
Right. Yeah. You said Saturday?
I meant Friday.
Yeah, okay.
And so we went to Main Street and...
I did Boostagram Ball.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
did you?
I did
on Friday
instead of podcasting 2.0. Oh, okay. Remember? Yeah,
I can't remember. You do so many. You're podcasts.
You're not invested in my life.
You do what?
I did Boostagram Ball. Remember, Dave couldn't make it, and I said I'm not going to do it Saturday because we have guests here.
Yes,
and since you guys were going out to Main Street, said, I'll just do a Boostagram Ball. That's what happened.
So we just walked Main Street, walked all the way down, and we had breakfast at a little cafe. And Tim really loved it because it was very, very Texas.
Oh, yeah. He had the big Texan.
Yeah, he had the big Texan. A huge Bloody Mary with grilled cheese and shrimp.
Stuck on top of it. it'll wake you up.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And then we came back, and then later that night we met Pastor Jimmy and Annette at Backwoods Barbecue for
yes
for ribeyes for steak.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. Then, you know, obviously Peggy knows Pastor Jimmy and Annette because she's done some training at the church and mm-hmm. she's been to the church, but this was the first time that Tim met them.
Let's remind everybody the backstory of Peggy.
Yes.
She emailed Pastor Jimmy, didn't she?
She was the, yes, yeah. She was the connector. Mm-hmm. She was the one that said, you know, my friends have a podcast, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't know her exact words. And she said, and I think she connected with him on LinkedIn first and said, my friends have a podcast and you should listen to it. And that's how Pastor Jimmy and Annette started listening. And when he called me over at the church and he said, yeah, I was just cracking up laughing. And Annette was wondering why I was laughing because I was listening to your show. That's when we were talking about the leaky buckets.
Oh, right.
Leaky buckets.
Yeah, because we didn't even know him. We were just talking about what was going on in the church.
And
then
I was going to the church and talking about the sermons. And so, yes, Peggy was the initial connector.
Connector.
And she loves Pastor Jimmy and Annette. So it was so nice that Tim and Peggy got to spend some time with them. So that was fun.
I love how you strategically placed everybody. Like Adam, you sit far away from Jimmy because all you're going to do is just chat with Jimmy.
Yes. And that is so, am I right or am I wrong?
Of course you're right. That you. And I looked at him, he came and said, you're on deck, bro. I'm going to sit over here. Nah, he loves that. He's great that way. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Damonette, you also put her. So they were really able to get to know them very well there.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It was good. And then Saturday it was raining, so we kind of hung out here, but we had reservations to go to Augusta Vine.
Where we got this wonderful wine. And Pastor Jimmy and Damonette at Augusta Vine.
Yes, of course. And so I have you sitting next to me all the way far away from Jimmy, and you look at me and you go, I think I need to go sit over there.
I think I need to be, it needs to be boys with boys and girls with girls.
I know,
that's
you
what
split
I said.
It up.
It was like, come
and then,
on now.
And then Annette, while they were there, Annette turned, she goes, you know what, Jimmy. Really needs to go out to dinner with Adam. He misses Adam. I'm like, oh, Adam feels the same way.
We're both busy, you know. Yeah. It's like to find a night is difficult.
Yeah,
and we love you girls, but we do need our bro time.
Yes,
we do. Yeah, we need to just. Yeah.
But what's fun, we were there about two and a half hours.
It was fantastic. It was busy.
I was drinking water.
Yep, you were.
Not eating a thing.
We were all doing flights.
Annette was drinking, I think, some sparkling wine.
Oh, no, it was their Brut Rosé. Yes, their Brut Rosé.
It was Pastor Jimmy. And so, and this way, Tim, he was sitting right next to Pastor Jimmy, so he had an opportunity to talk to him quite a bit. And. Yeah. He was sitting next to Annette too, and he invited us all to come out to his summer cottage, his lakeside cottage next summer.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
am I invited?
I don't think you were invited. No,
Adam and Phoebe. That's right. We're here. Let's enjoy everybody. Yeah. Have a good time.
But the biggest thing of that weekend was how open Tim was to learning about my faith journey and Peggy's faith journey, and. His heart was soaking it up. It was so lovely to experience, and it's tied to my God shot. So I'll go into it a little bit more later, but it was as much of an experience it was for him. It really was for me as well. Mm-hmm. And,
when you were with him in Chicago a year ago, mm-hmm. You already felt that he was kind of thinking about stuff or searching or had...
He was very open
and interested.
Because I was talking about God and I was talking about being baptized. And he was open and he told Peggy that when he saw me in Chicago, he had never seen me filled with so much light and so much joy.
And God got all the credit? Adam gets nothing?
Yeah. Yes, honey.
Okay.
God gets all the credit. Sorry. Because God brought us together.
All right, 10% for the big guy.
Yes. And so, but it was so lovely to minister to him. And, you know,
darling. I loved watching it. Yeah.
I mean, Peggy is so mature in her faith. I mean, mm-hmm. we're newbies. And, mm-hmm. But what I could share, I shared, you know, and I talked about forgiveness. I talked about that. I talked about hearing God's voice. You know, and we talked about the enemy a lot. We talked about that. And I mean, just all the things that have transformed my life, I shared with him. And of course, Peggy shared everything, you know, with her faith and with her and what her son Jake is going through, you know, and how he is just evolving.
That is a Future with Adam Curry podcast interview.
Oh, no
kidding. That young man, who I speak to him separately, privately, you know, where we have our own relationship. Yes. Mm-hmm. I text him. You know, he's 22. And, you know, he has questions about the world and about podcasts.
And Peggy said he adores you, too.
I adore him. Yeah. He's a great. This is the kind of young man that gives me a lot of hope for the future of our country.
Well, so we want... We asked about his story, about how he got to where he has gotten. And Peggy's like, let's call him. And so she calls him. She's like, hey, Tina, Adam, and Tim are here. Will you tell your
Puts
story?
Puts him on speaker.
And he was okay with it. And he just, yeah, he just which told the story, like, which is
what
phenomenal.
No young person wants to do ever when their parents call and put him on speakerphone. But yeah. This one does.
Yeah.
And he has a great story. It's yeah. just, it's phenomenal to listen to.
So we had a lovely time at Gustavin. It was great. And I got to catch up with Annette and I miss her. And then afterwards we came back here.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Don't you guys need a sister date?
Yes, we do. We need a sister date.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you do your date.
This is the one that I'm like, it's more fun if you don't. Okay, that's fine.
Is it what?
Well, you it's always, it's like we split up and then you go on your date and I go on my date on the same day, the same night. It's always weird.
Oh, why?
Well, we could have all gotten together on those nights. Oh,
but sometimes you need alone time.
Yeah, that's true. We're probably gonna go to the museum again.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we ended up taking them to the German restaurant that we go to all the time. Now, our
Friedhelm's, ladies and gentlemen. Friedhelm's right here in Fredericksburg on 290. It is the bomb. It is the best place to be. It is where I had a life-changing experience.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You want to talk about it? Are you still reeling from it a little bit?
It was a corner turn in my life.
Yes.
Where we sat down and our server came over, 30s, I guess, young 30, maybe late 20s. Hi, y'all. My name's Adam. Oh, we're like, hey, my name's Adam too. And he says, oh yeah, man, got it. Yeah. Respect for my elders. And I went, oh man. And whatever I did, you know, I'm like,
you put like a knife in my heart.
He's like, and he got really embarrassed. I'm like, no, it's okay. But it was at that moment that I realized I really can't pass myself off as young anymore. I am now officially recognizable as an older man.
Yes.
It so doesn't compute with how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. I know. Yeah,
well, this was the first time. You know, has anyone said ma'am to you?
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yes.
So I haven't had that yet. Yes. Now, if someone said ma'am to me, I'd be really upset. Well, like, what do I look like to you? But it was such a clear, and also his name was Adam. Like, I'm twice his age and this is it. And it's not, I wasn't upset, but it was like, oh,
it brings it to realization.
Yeah, it really does. Like, okay, I can also act like an elder.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying because one of my friends said, who is much younger than me, said, oh, you could be my mom. You could be my mom since I didn't have a great relationship with my mom.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Oh,
no.
Then you're like, oh, yeah, no. That's where it hits you. Like, you know,
it's a bad boost.
Anyway, I appreciated the sentiment. And if I can guide along as much as I can, I'd be happy to do that.
And then I actually said on No Agenda, I told the story to John. He's like, you're not old. That doesn't happen until you're 60. I'm like, dude, that's 7 months away.
Yes, I heard you say that on No Agenda.
Thank you very much.
Hey, welcome to the club.
I'm not hurt. It's just it's like, okay, I can now just readjust.
I know a good Botox person if you're interested.
Do I look like... Wow. There's a couple of things.
Not
like
that you need it.
If a woman ever says, how does my butt look in these jeans? Like, you just walk away or pretend like you didn't hear it. Put some headphones on. There's no answers. I'm never going to do Botox.
I know. I'm kidding.
Never. I know a lot of men do that, actually. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing that was really funny was Peggy told me that her husband, Scott, calls our show Curry and the Cackler. Curry and the Cackler.
And so, TJ the Wrathful on deck. Curry and the Cackler.
Mm-hmm. And so so she called Scott and had him on speakerphone. And they were talking about something.
I wasn't a part of this. I wasn't there when this
happened. That she had been drinking before. I don't know. Some type of alcohol. And I go, hey, Scott. I go, I heard you call me the cackler, Curry and the cackler. She goes, oh my gosh, she's going to be so mortified that you even said that.
That's great.
I thought that was cute. But it was an absolutely lovely weekend. And like I said, I will tie it into my God shot about what it felt like ministering to Tim, you know, and...
You want to do your God shot early or you want to wait for it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can do it early.
I wouldn't mind. I think it's probably...
It's time for Tina's God shot.
I think we should go for it. All right, everybody. If you skip the first 40 minutes thinking you get the God shot, you're out of luck. It's early.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
It's very early. You know, I'm doing a devotional daily with my friend Karen, and... But I'm kind of moved to just opening the Bible to wherever God tells me to go. So,
my favorite way to do it.
Yes. And the one thing that I said to Tim was Peggy and I were just sharing. And I said, I know you're like drinking from a fire hose right now. Mm. I said, I understand that. And, so I want to preface that before I go into it. So I open up my Bible. This was actually yesterday. And I open up to John. So I start reading John. And so this is John chapter 4, verse 36. And it says, even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. And that's really how I felt, you know, like planting the seeds. That's how I felt.
Enjoying it together.
And yeah. God led me right to that. I mean, that touched my heart so much. So then... I sent Tim a Bible. I sent him the exact same Bible that Sir By His Grace sent me. And because
the
I love it.
Study Bible.
Yes. It's mm-hmm. It's a great first Bible to
big font, big type.
Yes. Large print. He was grateful for that. So he just got it, mm-hmm. on, I think yesterday. And
because he was looking at our different Bibles. He's looking at the Message Bible.
Yes.
I saw him thumbing through that. Yes. He's looking at your Bible.
Yes. And so it's so.
Is that his first Bible?
Well, he went to Catholic school, school.
Yeah.
And so it was so interesting that God led me to John and I read that. And I've read that many times before and it just stuck with me because of what I just experienced mm-hmm. in sending him mm-hmm. the Bible. So Tim had sent me a text message thanking me for the Bible and what it meant to him. And I got it late at night and I waited for a little bit to respond. And I responded and I really believe that the Holy Spirit is the one that gave me these words. And I'm going to read him what I wrote to him.
Okay.
And I said, hold on to what you're experiencing by getting into his word every day. And little by little, you will witness an amazing transformation. Start with the New Testament. Soon enough, you'll immediately seek God's counsel and you will know his voice because it aligns with the fruit of the Spirit. When negative thoughts come in, you'll immediately know it's the enemy trying to pull you down. Pray. Begin by praising him for all your blessings, your beautiful life, your family, because everything comes from him. Even the trials have a purpose. Embrace them and God will reveal his plan for you. You'll see God more and more as your heart for him grows. He's there all the time. We just have to want to see it and simply be still. That's when you'll feel the love, guidance, and counseling the most. Learn to forgive. If God can forgive our sins, we can surely forgive others.
That's right.
And I ended it with this, and this was what... So that came from the Holy Spirit. I didn't want to answer him right away, and that, the words just came out.
You can tell it's not ChatGPT.
No.
Definitely not ChatGPT.
And this is how I ended it. I said, believe it or not, being with you has taken my faith to a new level. Mm. Our experiences showed me the depth of my obedience and love for God because I was so eager to share with you everything that he has done to impact my life. Thank you for that amazing gift. It is more than I could have ever asked for.
Oh,
and that was the whole thing was the now I understand what it means to minister to somebody. And it was such a gift for me to share how amazing, you know, it's been to have God the center of my life, you know. And I didn't, yeah. And so anyway, all those words came from the Holy Spirit and the added gift was like, how it impacted me. So I know it's not all about me, but
I'm sorry. This show is about you. I'm just the producer. Yeah. I'm just sitting back here. For those who have ears to hear.
Yeah. So that was pretty remarkable.
That's phenomenal.
It is something phenomenal, I will treasure for the rest of my life.
And when are we all getting back together again? When are we
gonna summer 2025.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, so that was it was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful visit. Nice. Yeah.
I had a couple of God moments I'd like to share.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Actually one on what's today? Today's Tuesday,
Wednesday, the 14th.
So one on Monday. Mm-hmm. I was really tired Monday. Monday?
I know you were weary.
I was weary. I was spent. I was tired. And at night when I took Phoebe out, I was just praying the whole way, like, God, give me strength. I'm so tired of everything. And I'll work back and give you part of the reason why. But I was just tired. And even when we were in bed, I'm like, I just got to say, I'm just tired.
I know. And I don't think I've ever heard that out of you in 9 years.
No?
Because you're getting older, maybe?
Hey, my moment of weakness. She sticks the knife in even deeper. You're awesome.
A little levity.
Well, it had to do with a number of things. And again, I'm going to work backwards. But one of the things was I had to do the taxes.
Oh.
And I'm not afraid of taxes, but I have some mental block. And I'd actually prayed for a couple of days, like, Lord, just help me get through this. Help me get started. Because what happens is, I'm like, oh, it's 100 emails. I'll do the emails. And then it's 5 o'clock. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yes, you know,
move it off. But I had prayed, and I didn't write down the scripture. There were a number of scriptures because I do the same. I kind of, what comes to me? Oh, mm-hmm. And it was all about finances. Of course, money is not important, but keeping your finances in order.
Jesus turning the tax tables.
No, where is he when I need him for that?
Right?
No, no. But I had prayed, so, you know, Lord, just help me. And then yesterday morning, excuse me. I woke up and I felt great immediately. Also because we had talked about it before I went to bed, and you know, just I talked with God about it and with you and in that order. It's like a burden had been lifted. He had cleansed me and lifted everything.
Aww.
And I got them like, yeah. And I sat down and you saw me how I was,
you were like
jubilant.
So, yeah,
I was happy. I'm like, and it's all working out. And that's the important, the other 2 months from the stupid spreadsheet, but it's going to work. I know. And everything worked. And I was just happy, happy, happy. And the numbers all came out, you know, what I expected. And I was just so thankful. And I feel like he really, really helped me with that. That was phenomenal. So that's one. Where this came from, part of that weariness is, you know, I'm not on social media, but I use it as an inbox and people will send me things. And people have been listening to this show specifically. And, you know, the messages that would come in were like, dude, Curry's in a cult. He's standing in church, waving his arms, and he's nuts, and you know this kind of stuff.
Oh,
and I know where it's coming from.
They're listening to the show, and they're sending you that feedback.
Yes. Yeah, well, okay. No, and to each other, and tagging me, and
jeez.
Well, I know it's the enemy trying to bring me down, and also I pray for them because you know. Clearly, they're searching for something, I guess, and I'd be happy to talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. But I've never really had any negative feedback ever since, you know, a year and a half ago or with Rogan. You know, really never any negative feedback. This was kind of the first time that people just talking smack about me and my faith journey. You know, it's like he's crazy, man. He's in a cult, this kind of stuff. So all of that, you know, God took me by the hand and just like, whew, and took me up and just made it right. It was really phenomenal. Really was phenomenal.
Yeah. You didn't share any of that with me. That's part of your weariness.
Well, here it is. I keep some stuff for the show. I'm also a podcast producer. I know it sounds good on the show.
I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm weary. I'm tired. I'm like, oh, maybe he's looking for somebody else.
Oh, let's turn it back to you, shall we? No, you actually did a dude thing and I did a chick thing. You're like, maybe you should do this. Maybe you should, shh, just listen to me. I don't need you to solve anything. Just listen to me.
I know.
Just listen to me. And you did.
You put me in my place.
And you did. And I think I was reading this morning, like when you're in the dark, you need to listen for God.
Yeah.
Don't speak so much. Just listen to what he has to say. Mm-hmm. It was in the GH15, I think.
Yeah, that's a really cool app. Yeah,
that was this morning.
Give him 15. That's what that stands
for. And the whole thing just was fantastic.
Oh.
Then just as a side note, I did a really nice interview today with Jordan from Thank God for Bitcoin.
Oh, yes.
And there's nothing more. So I'd never spoken to him. You only email back and forth. And he says, Adam, I'm so happy you're going to do this. Before we start, do you mind if I just pray?
Oh, yeah.
If only every interview started with that. Like, can we just pray before we start the interview? Like, that it bonds you so tightly.
I know.
Fantastic. And we had a great conversation, about my background and podcasting and all that kind of stuff, but also about God and our faith journey. It was just very uplifting, fantastic. And he's like, you got to come to our conference. You know, it's going to be in Nashville this year. I'm like, oh yeah. If God wants it to be that way, it's going to happen, brother.
When?
I promise
when
you.
Is it?
July 25th, I think, something like that.
Okay.
We'll see if it works out.
Yeah.
So these were just really, really good big moments for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt so good and I feel so loved.
So we both had our big moments.
We did.
We just keep blossoming.
And you're right.
Under God's.
I'm not typically someone. I was so tired. Just so much
usually so even keeled with your moods.
It just
like you're
happened.
Not a moody person.
It just happened. Like after dinner, I was just like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm just so
tired. That's when the enemy wants to get you when you're at your weakest moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he neglected my full armor.
Yes.
From Ephesians, my belt of truth, my breastplate of righteousness, my feet shod in the good news. Of course, my shield of faith, which wards off his arrows, the helmet of salvation, which is a tinfoil hat, and my sword, of the Spirit,
yes.
The Word of God.
There you go.
So it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I also lost four more chess games against William.
Yes, yes.
This is not funny at this point.
I suggested an online tutorial in the newsletter.
This is not funny at this point.
You come in, you're mad too. You're like, oh, well, I lost again.
I did better, but he's
got tricks up his sleeve.
And he's got fans sitting in the coffee shop.
Well, they all know you now.
They're like bringing him chocolate cake.
Seriously?
Yes. Hey, William, chocolate cake. You're like, eh. And like, oh, Adam, you know who I am? Yeah, you're William's friend. That's right. The one who loses all the time. He's doing victory laps. But we got down
to
like.
But the one time you won, he's like, I got to stop drinking so much coffee, right?
He's blaming on the. I want to thank Ken, by the way, who sent me a lovely note. He says, he had a whole bunch of other things. He also run a woodworking business out of my garage. I've been making chess boards over the last few weeks. I recently started listening to Curry and the Keeper. Welcome. Welcome to Vineyard
Nation.
You're
now a corksoaker.
And I heard about your standing weekly chess match. I don't know if a nice chess board is some treasure that you could benefit from. I'd be happy to send you one. Also, they're beautiful. It's thehickoryforge.com. Thehickoryforge.com. I said, brother, thank you so much. We don't have a spot for it. And I would hate for something beautiful like that to be in the closet, only be taken out once in a while. So, I just said thank you. But I did want to mention.
Very thoughtful.
Really beautiful pieces. Yeah. Nice
chess boards. But you've been doing this every week now because you really enjoy it, right?
I really do. I mean, it's only an hour and a half out of my
And you get to have lukewarm coffee and a muffin.
It's not
you get the cappuccino.
By the way, the young people, since I'm an elder, I get to call them the kids at Java Ranch.
Do you get a senior citizen discount?
If I asked for it, they'd give it to me. They said, do you take ARP? They're like, hey, Adam, how you doing?
Oh, they know your name.
Oh, they know everything.
Oh, you're like a celeb there.
Your table's ready. You guys are good to go. We're like a spectacle now because we're like, what are you doing? And he'll be like, hey. Because if I do a good move, then he goes, he's like, I said, what's this noise you're making, William? What are you trying to do? We're just cracking up. We're just cracking up all day long.
When he sees you at church, his face just lights up.
And there's constantly people from church coming in. Hey, William. Hey, Adam. How you doing? Hey.
Local chess celeb.
I see Mike there, former cop with the anger management issues. Yeah. Everyone's popping, and he'll always come up behind me and say, you know, do something weird.
Oh, he does?
Like, oh, what is this? Like, oh, it's Mike. Yeah. It's a fun little outing. It really is. Because, you know, usually it's Tuesdays. We did one Friday, and this past Tuesday, you know, there's no one in town. Town's pretty much empty. Yeah. So it's all locals.
Yeah. Well, in the midst of your weariness.
Yes.
When you were tired. You kind of put Phoebe before me.
This is not entirely
true.
It is true.
Yes, at that moment in time, you were preferring the dog over
your wife. It was not preferring the dog over you.
You were loving on the dog more than your wife in your weariness.
Okay, I'll blame it on the weariness, but that's not entirely.
Well, we were supposed to go. We got an invitation to go to Vegas to see U2 at the Sphere. Don't really care about U2. But it's cool to see the Sphere, and I wanted you to see it. And we got we would have been taken care of from start to finish to go see this.
We can
concert. Still
go.
And so we were going to do quick Friday, go Friday, come back on Saturday, super quick, like the indie meetup.
Yeah.
And we tried calling our dog trainer, and she no longer can take dogs in.
No.
She's no longer training dogs or watching dogs.
She's moved, even worse.
Oh, where did she move to?
I asked her. She hasn't answered.
Oh.
I don't know what's going
on. Anyway, so we couldn't get Shayna here. And so I was like, well, we're just going to have to board her. And I thought we were thinking, well, we'll board her Friday, Saturday, and it would have to be Sunday night. So it'd be three nights. And Adam, that was not settled with your heart, was it?
Because she'll be in the cage. Okay, so for my initial thinking was, I don't like putting her in a cage for 3 days. So I was really putting her above you too, not above you. Oh. She's much better than the band. And, it's like, because I just see, I put her in the cage and I know that, you know, I don't know if she comes out or not, what they do. There's no one there on Sunday. I'm like, that's just...
There has to be somebody there on Sunday.
I'm not so sure. But anyway...
You think they leave the dog... How do they feed the dogs and take them out?
I don't know if they let them out at all. I really don't, because we've only left her overnight, not three nights. But I went out and I prayed on it and I came back and
Wait. Let me finish the story. So I said, what are we doing? Are we going to Vegas? And you said, I really don't want to put her in the vet for three nights. So I don't think so.
That's not exactly what I
said.
Well,
it was sort of.
No, and yeah. I said, I'm also just tired and we've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I did say that.
But I felt like I was kind of second. Tina.
No, it has nothing to do with it. That's just you and your own ego thinking how important you are. It had nothing to do with you.
I would like to think I'm a little more important than the dog.
You are, but that, it has nothing to do with you. It wasn't like, you know, your birthday or something. It was just, you know, a trip that we would both go on. I was tired. Just like, I don't want to, just I'm tired. I want to travel. It's a hassle.
And you said, do you understand? And I said, I understand, but I don't want the dog to dictate what we can and cannot do in our life. She's a dog.
I agree. And so, and I said to you, yes, I prayed on it and I totally agree. And actually the safest place for her to be is at the vets. But then in typical Tina fashion, 2 days later, you bring it up again as if I'd never changed my mind.
Typical Tina fashion.
When you have something in your mind about the way it is, it never changes.
It's
you
changed leave. Now.
Okay.
I understand.
Good. Do you want to go? We can still go.
Maybe you're third in line.
No, of course she is. We can still go if you want.
No, it's fine.
I'm honestly just tired of traveling. I was hoping that we could fly there ourselves, but it's way too far. So yeah. I don't want to do another 6-hour plane ride with the cup holders in the back.
No headset. Yeah. That luxurious travel.
I'm just like, oh, I'm going to be so
tired.
Well,
and after seeing that plane crash on I-75 in Naples, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be going on any small aircrafts anymore.
And the thing that is not always taken into account is that if I end a show on Thursday and then we're traveling Friday and traveling Saturday, that's very hard for me to complete an entire show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just going to say people in general sometimes forget that it's not just the 3 hours you hear.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I know there's a lot of preparation. I know.
It's a full-time job.
Anyway, well, I'm glad to hear that I'm not third fiddle.
Well, as an example,
yes,
this morning you came out of bed.
Aww.
And was there anything for Phoebe? Was there a card? Were there roses? Were there anything?
Yes, there were beautiful roses.
For Phoebe? No.
No, was it, for
did
Tina.
Did it say Happy Valentine's, Phoebe?
No. No, that was a pleasant surprise. Thank
I
you.
I kept those in the garage overnight.
You did?
To keep them a surprise.
Oh,
yes.
That's so sweet.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
Baby, I love you so much.
I love you too. I know.
Don't ever compare yourself to Phoebe.
Yes.
There's you, whole lot of nothing than Phoebe.
Okay.
Don't let her hear that, please. She'll be very upset.
She's snoozing. So right on the heels of Peggy and Tim leaving on Sunday morning, I picked up Ellen, my oldest daughter, on Sunday evening. And so she's been here with us. She's here with us until Monday.
Delightful as always.
Yes.
Can I hit it? Can I do it?
Lovely, lovely, lovely. This is such a treat for me, and I really get to take care of her, which I love that. She was supposed to go to Big Bend. She was going to take my car and go hiking, but circumstances happen where she's not going to go. So we're going to go hiking on Sunday. Yeah. We're going to go to Pardinalis.
I enjoy my stepdaughter
a lot. Because she's so smart, right?
She's wicked smart. She works in government, so I learn a lot from her. Nothing I'm allowed to discuss, nor would I.
Yeah.
But I get a lot of information,
yeah,
and just how the sausage is made, and she just, it's fun because she also listens, you know, she'll listen to the elder,
yes,
and
well, she learns a lot from you,
yeah. So. But I like our relationship.
Yeah.
What an enriching it was. I get Tina bonus.
Yes.
I get bonuses.
I mean, she's here, so she's working. You know, she worked today, and she's going to work tomorrow. I don't know if she's going to work Friday or not. So that's been a lot of fun. Really a lot of fun.
What do I have here? Oh, hold on a second. I guess, did I miss an email that I was going to put in? I think I did. Hold on a second. Oh, there it is. Oh, no, that was Ken with his woodworking. Actually, we did cut a couple other emails.
Yeah.
We were talking about your thyroid issues.
Gosh.
And I think I'd like you to give an update after I mention that I had said, hey, I don't know any guys who have this. This is a woman thing. Well, shut the front door.
Yes.
Unbelievable the amount of emails I got from men I know. Here's Rob, the constitutional lawyer. You met him at the meetup.
Oh, wow.
I heard you and Tina talking about a thyroid. You said you never met a male who had thyroid issues. Well, now you have.
Oh.
I have a condition called Hashimoto's disease.
Oh, my. Wow. That's what I have.
This is what most of these men have, which means that my thyroid is slowly falling apart.
Yes.
It runs in the family. Mine appears to be a mild case, so no worries, but please let Tina know she's not alone. A fellow thyroid warrior is praying for her.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
And we're praying for you too, brother Rob. So, Steve Webb.
Oh, wow.
Completely destroyed thyroid. I mean, just unbelievable. I had no idea.
Wow. I didn't realize. I thought it was predominantly
and
women.
I wonder how, if it affects men the same.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. A lot of it starts with leaky gut. So the leaky gut.
Is that different from a leaky bucket?
Yes. Quite different. But what happens is if you have a leaky gut, especially if you're eating gluten and gluten gets into the bloodstream and gluten has the same molecular mimicry of your thyroid.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you develop this autoimmune disease where your body's attacking itself. And all I can say is I'm learning so much, and there's a reason why God is putting me through this trial, and that's so that I can educate other women, because it's pretty awful how the medical industrial complex has just misled women.
Oh, it's the pits. It's the total pits.
Misled women, yeah. And so my update, I am, oh my gosh.
Well, your diet has been interesting. You've been eating this gray substance.
Dinner today, you go, no gray meat tonight.
It was gray. Why, now, why did you have gray meat?
It wasn't
what was
gray.
This all, it was totally gray. It looked like cardboard.
Look at
an Amazon box.
I know. Exactly. It looked like the filler in the Amazon box.
Exactly.
It was a cardboard steak.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was. No, it was tenderized. It was a tenderized meat, and I thought I could... I don't know. It was disgusting.
Yeah, because basically there's no breakfast. You have your tallow blocks.
No, for breakfast I have decaf coffee and 3 tablespoons of butter. And Yippee. Oh my gosh, I miss food. I miss food. And the reason I'm doing this, it's a total elimination diet because they're trying to figure out
you're eliminating yourself from the earth this way.
Yes, and because they're trying to figure out why I have so much inflammation. Right. And the best thing they can do is take everything out of my diet. And so I'm getting all the nutrients. I can only have my tallow turds, as we call them.
I didn't want to say it, but tallow turds.
A steak and butter. And that's it. And it's not a lot of volume at all. And so even, I mean, with Tim and Peggy here, I mean, I just sat there while everybody was enjoying
wine. I'm hungry.
I'm like, I miss eggs. I miss bread. I miss.
Hey, but good for you. I mean, you have stuck to it.
I'm
I mean,
11 days in. I've got three more days 72 more hours.
But you're sleeping.
I am sleeping, but nothing else has really changed other than that. My temperature is still really low. That's one key thing. If you suspect thyroid issues, take your temperature. And if you have a lower body temp, that's a way to...
But the fatigue hasn't been as bad?
It hasn't been as bad, no. Okay. But I am so sick of eating gray meat.
Yep.
Yeah.
This I can imagine.
I'm so sick of it.
You're still making meals for me and
I
for
am.
Ellen.
I made meatballs. I made burgers. I made... Yeah.
You are awesome.
Say that again?
You are awesome. Not like Phoebe at all.
No.
She cannot make meatballs. She makes other kind of balls.
She has no thumbs. So who knows? Next week, it'll be very different. Hopefully next week, I could have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Be really nice.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Do we want to talk about the email that Jill sent?
Oh, yeah.
She sent such a beautiful email. Do you have it
there? Did you answer her?
No, I didn't. Okay. Did you answer her?
I did not. Not yet.
Well, we're not good. Is this one of those like, Tina will answer? Do you have it there?
I have it.
I would love for you to read that.
Want me to read the whole thing?
Well, yeah, because we talked about it on the show, right?
Okay, yes.
It's like listener feedback email.
Yes. So it says, I'm so
thankful. Jill is at our church.
Jill goes to our church. I am so thankful for the two of you and the joy you've brought to some folks I dearly love. Jim and Pam Parker have been members of the Bridge Church for several years. They are true disciples of our Father and have raised their children and grandchildren in a God-centered family. Before he left for Marine Corps boot camps, their grandson, Jackson Parker, found his home at Bridge Church. He really connected with Pastor Jimmy and his delivery of the word. On January 26, Jim, Pam, and I flew to San Diego to witness Jackson's graduation from basic training. He was granted 10 days of leave and was happy to return to Texas and his church. When he came to the night of worship, Pastor Jimmy and you, Adam, prayed with him. He was so thankful and felt honored.
This was the young man that I prayed with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I turned toward, I was sitting there talking to Annette, and I turned and I saw the three of you standing there praying with him.
Yeah.
She said, when I listened to your podcast, Worry Into Worship, you recanted the story of how much it touched your heart to pray with our young man. I played your podcast in the car today as Pam and I drove to San Antonio. She was moved to tears. Oh. I also sent the link to Jackson so he could listen to it. The impact that you and Pastors Jimmy and Annette have had on this young 18-year-old's life cannot be understated. Thank you for being my siblings in Christ. Oh. What a lovely email.
I love that. Yeah.
I know. And Jill is just... I love her energy. She's got amazing energy.
She's so filled with energetic.
God's love. But that's so crazy how it was. I didn't know how they were related at all.
I had no friend. I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And Pastor Jimmy just said, Adam, you come over here and pray with us.
Yeah.
And he told me the story. I'm like, because, cops and military and firemen and teachers and doctors, is just, I have so much respect. And this young man, he's just like, who knows where he's going to wind up?
I know.
Just like, wow. Okay. Yeah. You better believe I'm going to pray for you, brother. You better believe it.
It was such a nice thing, and it also gives me
such hope for the future of our country.
Yeah.
People complain a lot about Gen Z and et cetera, et cetera. But there's a lot of good young people that I'm just so proud to even know.
I agree.
Really love it.
Yeah.
You know who else I'm proud of?
What?
Our cork soakers.
Yes.
We've got some cork soakers.
Now it's time to hear from the cork.
That's what we in the business call a segue.
That's right.
Is that how it goes?
That's what it goes.
Okay.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
What did you say?
Yeah.
We
What did you say?
Now it's time to come too early with that.
I know I'm always early. Can I tell you? That's right. Value for Value is how we operate this podcast. You can go to curryandthekeeper.com. We have a donation page, which shows you how you can send some value back. We consider what we give to you value. You can do with it what you want. It's free to consume. If you like it, if you want to send some value back, time, talent, treasure, which can be all kinds of things. You can make art for us. Thank you very much, Craig. You can.
Craig's in Uganda with Calvin.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can make jingles. Thank you, TJ the Rathal. You can do all kinds of things. We love getting notes. We love people doing that through the modern podcast apps with Satoshis and Boostagrams. You can go to podcastapps.com to find new ones. And yes, Jill, I will show you how to do it. She's like, I want to learn how to do Satoshis. Okay. Start with the Fountain app, everybody.
Yeah.
And also Peggy.
Yes.
He also desperately wants to learn. Mm-hmm. And we have some really nice notes and some great value coming in. Our number one, an executive producer, $100 through the PayPal, which we also, of course, gladly accept, is Michael Bateman. And I have a note.
Oh, you do have a note?
I do have a note. Okay. Yes, he says, in the morning and in the evening, Adam.
In the evening!
Regarding $100 donation occurring in the Keeper via PayPal, note does not need to be read on air, but we're going to anyway.
Oh,
just
oh, you said it does not need
does not need to be read. Because I love sharing. I am enjoying listening to the journey Tina and yourself have been on together and the community you continue to create. About 10,000 strong this last month.
Oh.
Being stuck in the big city where the sense of community is lost, for one, I, for one, am living the small town life vicariously through the Currys.
Oh,
brother.
That's sweet.
Sidebar. LMNT chocolate salt is part of my daily coffee routine. Oh. I keep it at half a packet, 3 grams per 10-ounce cup, adding subtle chocolate and salty notes.
That's your dear choice.
That is my choice.
Beverage choice.
I've been loving the chocolate strawberry, actually. The raspberry. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Although I get really tired. I drink it night and I get real like, whoa.
And electrolytes give you energy. They don't put you to sleep.
I'm a weird dude. It is fantastic. Admittedly, he says not for everyone. No jingles, no karma. Sir Bates. And we really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Sir Bates.
Does he need to be decanted?
I think he does. He didn't ask for it. People got to remember.
You've been decanted.
If you're new to Vineyard Nation, you need to be decanted to be official. There it is. A Striper Boost 77777. The one and only Pastor Jimmy.
Woohoo.
And he says, just so you know, we have not canceled Mr. Chevy. We will figure this out. The show cannot go on without our fur baby. Tina, thank you for heading up the official Living Up in a Down World Complaint Department.
You're welcome.
We are hoping you will not have to keep that position as we move forward. Love you both, and Miss Phoebe, of course, KTLD and KYBO. KYBO, keep your buckets overflowing. And followed on the heels, we have a $22.11. Can you guess?
Sir
by his grace. That's right. David Wicker. That's his church. 2211. In the evening.
In the evening.
May God continue to bless your life and our show. That's right, brother. You are a producer.
Right.
That's right. You're right up there with the best of them. Thank you for making us all feel better about this chaotic world. God is in control.
Yes.
He's never sleepy or surprised. He loves us. KTLD, keep them sloshing, he says. And he adds a let's go.
Oh, thank you, David. You're
this is
so
something
sweet.
The Jesus freaks are saying. The
let's go,
Jordan from Living Up from Thank God for Bitcoin. I would say something is, you know, he was like, yeah, let's go.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can use that in church. Let's go.
Oh.
I can yell it out.
So when Pastor Jimmy goes, let's bring out the book.
Let's go. It's a new thing. The dudes are all saying it. The young men are saying it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I like it.
$5.55 from Sir Vince of the Pacific Northwest. And he says, love it.
And
we love you for that, brother. Thank
you
so much. 77.77, a mini striper boost from Sir Brian with an I.
Thank you, Brian.
He says, howdy, lovebirds. I hope you both have the best Valentine's Day of all time. We couldn't go out to dinner. That is typically something we do on Valentine's Day.
No, we don't.
What do you mean, no, we don't?
Go out to dinner?
Don't we go out to dinner on Valentine's Day?
We just exchange cards.
Here's a card.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Hey. Hey, good morning, Holy Spirit. Here's a card. Here's some flowers. Enjoy.
Brian was texting me. He was telling me that he only sent 10 sets to Living Up in a Down Roll. I'm like, dude, why didn't he just, less than a penny.
Why didn't he just supplant it, just add to it? Oh, well. I never figured myself as, to be someone who would ever listen to a husband and wife show. Well, you know.
We're just.
We're more
than that.
But yes. But as a hopeless romantic and a class clown, I feel like this show was custom made for me. Please keep sharing your stories, your love for one another, and your beautiful faith journey. And Tina, please be nice to him. He's a good dude. That's right, Brian.
He is a good dude.
You are both lucky to have one another, and it makes me smile. Aww, in the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Dreb Scott, 4567.
Dreb.
Boosty McBoost Boost.
Oh, thank you,
Dreb.
Is
what he says. Dreb doing our chapters. Another great example of value that he does for us. 4343 from Studio 2. Rocks. Through 3333 from Stravis, who says great show as usual. 3333 from Mark Lundgren.
Did these need to be decanted? I don't recognize these names. Do a group decant.
A group decant. You got to let me know.
Decanted.
It's easy to add that to your Boostagram. Just say it needs to be decanted. And Mark Lundgren says, exactly. Get off gluten completely and eliminate fluoride.
Yes. Yes.
33. Oh, again from Mark Lundgren. Tina, sounds like you are following the same diet that Isabella Wentz suggests.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know who this is?
Yes, I do. I follow her on Instagram. She's a big thyroid doctor.
Oh, I know from experience that it will help the inflammation as is linked to your Hashimoto's, and this will help put that to sleep. It's a tough road ahead, but a necessary journey.
Yes.
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
This community is going to heal me.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Everyone's praying for you.
Yes.
Gene Everett, 3333.
Oh, Gene.
With a boost, he says.
Boost.
Another 1630 from Studio 2 Rocks. Your relationship is what some of us wished for.
Oh.
The best. Oh, thank you.
Just make sure you don't put your dog before your wife.
See, this is what I mean. You keep bringing that back and bringing it back. And it'll just be you put the dog before your wife.
Well,
I put the dog before you too. Bono, go away, Bono. Phoebe above Bono.
Yes, okay.
Oh, and Sir Brian When Thy comes back with 1,000 sats. And no, he says, hello, my queen. Didn't start until episode 3.
Oh.
Adam's greeting to Tina in episode 1 was, we don't know what we're going to do.
Oh.
He has evolved.
Nice. See, that's the thing about Brian. He goes back and he listens to the old show.
Well, he's the official.
He's our archivist.
Yes. Ooh, here's Pastor Combsy with 1,000 sad boost. Memento Mori, Curry family. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. So yes. I'll be leading our church through that service evening.
Lovely.
I'll have to catch up on the show tomorrow. Praying for all those listening that are beginning their Lenten fast.
Yes.
Part of my fast this year will be reducing the amount of media I consume. Don't worry, though. Curry and the Keeper made the cut of what I can continue to consume because of its great spiritual value.
Thank you
both, Pastor Combsy. And bless you, Pastor Combsy.
Bless you.
And thank you for doing what you do. By the way, I put pastors up there now with the firemen and the police. They're part of that same group for sure. We have Caddy Kit.
Caddy Kit?
Caddy Kit sounds like a decantable name.
You've been decanted.
Thank you, Caddy Kit says, for restoring my hope in love. Prayer emoji, heart emoji. And Sakai the horse, of course, with a 500 sat boost. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate that. This is probably, outside of your God shot, one of my favorite moments of the show is to read what everyone has to say. It's always fun and exciting.
And I always put in the newsletter how much we appreciate our cork soakers. They're the ones that are building our show. I did get a couple gifts.
Oh, yes, in the P.O. box. Here's Tina. You got to go to the P.O. box.
Is that how I sound? No, I sound comic strip blogger?
You said, could you swing by the P.O. box on your way home? Yeah, I'll come home and get my keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were gone for a long time. I'm like, where are you going?
I was getting propane. I was getting
roses.
Flowers.
I know.
Yes.
You're sweet.
You were gone a long time. I'm like,
that's because I came back because this goofy dog your dog who runs after trucks. She needs another lobotomy.
You were mad.
How many times have I come in the door like, your dog?
It's always my dog when she does that.
And then she ate something. I don't know what she ate. It was in her mouth so fast. And she couldn't breathe because it was stuck in her throat. Like, and I'm thinking, is this dog going to, is she going to pass out on me? Anyway.
She was fine.
Anyway, that was yesterday.
Yeah. And today you love her again.
I do. Yeah. So I wanted to say Robin Tolbert sent me a book, Blood Types, Body Types. Why your unique genetic code is the key to losing weight for life.
Oh.
And she said, my blood type zero brother does carnivore successfully. I'm blood type A. I've used this diet plan 20 years with minimum effort and stayed healthy and the same weight the whole time. In the evening, from Robin. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to look at it.
Aren't you zero?
Oh. I'm blood type. Blood zero. That's me. I'm blood zero. Aren't you zero?
There's our title. I was looking for a show
blood
title.
Blood zero.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
AB positive, I
are
think.
Are you?
A positive? I don't know. I should probably get it tested again. I don't remember.
I am universal. Like, I can give my blood to anybody.
Ah.
Yes.
I want to suck your blood.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you, zero? Never heard that before.
No. Maybe that's a Dutchism.
I'm looking at this list, and a lot of it I can't eat right now.
Well, okay. Well, that should explain stuff to you.
Anyway, but thank you so much. I'm eager to get into this. I appreciate it. I'm open to all the health ideas that I can get. So thank you. It even has menus like family planning, B and O, like,
really?
So I could do, maybe, can I do A? Oh, A and O. A, B, and O.
You could start a family?
This is family planning.
I'm an elder. I don't know if I can handle it anymore.
This is family planning. A, B, and zero. What do you type zero?
Zero.
Anyway, and then also I just want to thank my beautiful, beautiful friend, Brandy. I had lunch with Brandy today, and we just... Boy, we talk about all things God too.
Yeah, of course.
Brandy just got baptized a couple weeks ago, but I gave her a gift when she was baptized. Mm-hmm. And I just adore her. And she gave me this prayer shawl that you put on
when you're praying.
And it's
nice.
Yes. It's so
very nice quality. I know. Actually. I noticed that. Very soft.
Wrapped in prayer of faith. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was such a lovely gift.
Give us an update on the war room. How are you doing with that?
I need a rug and I just got to put the arrow bed away. And yeah.
Oh, I can help you with that. I'm sure.
Yes. I got to unroll it and then roll it back up. Cause I made it nice and comfy.
You did.
For Peggy.
It was super cozy.
I put flowers in their room.
I know. And, it was so cozy.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit it. Bam. Yes. The question of the week. Well, I'm batting zero so far with everything this week, so we'll see how we do on the question of the week. I can't believe I get roped into this every single time.
Did you come with the question?
No, of course I don't have a question. You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me now, right? You're kidding me.
I thought it was me, then you, then me, then you.
This was never the agreement.
What?
What's your question of the week? I know you have one. Don't mess with me. Tina Marie.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
What do you wish didn't bother you so much?
What do I wish didn't? Boy, this is a very difficult one because there's so little that bothers me.
You always say that, like, my life is so perfect that I wouldn't change a thing. My life is so perfect that nothing bothers me.
I wish that mocking tone of yours didn't bother me. Your turn.
You didn't really answer the question.
Yeah, you're up, and I'll come back with a better one.
I knew you would say that. You say that all the time. Like, I have no favorite foods because I'll eat anything.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I wish didn't bother me so much is when things are not perfectly aligned. That drives me crazy.
OCD much, yes.
Like my yoga mat has to be perfectly straight. If I'm working out in the gym, the bench has to be perfectly straight. It's stuff like that drives me crazy. Like, I don't like things that are askew. I wish it didn't bother me so much.
I find this a very, very difficult question to answer because I wish something didn't bother me so much.
Okay, here we go, people. He's not participating.
I wish my Tourette's didn't bother me so much.
Oh, does it bother you?
Sometimes when it's bad.
Really?
And I know that it's bad, and I know that people see that it's bad, and it shouldn't bother me because when it bothers me, it just gets worse.
Yeah. You think about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the whole deal. It's like you think about it, then it gets worse, and it just gets worse and worse, and I've got to stop and like stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's really a small thorn in my side.
You're just so perfect, yeah.
Wow.
Jeez, this is what I'm talking about participation.
Hey, come up with a better question, man.
Oh, like, so now it's my fault.
My life is so good.
Listen, you come up with the question for next week.
I shall do the question, and I
promise
you. And
none of these, drippy questions.
I mean, about stuff that you didn't have growing up as a child, anything.
Don't take me back into my trauma, okay?
Okay. This will be easy. There's nothing. There's no danger there, Will Robinson. There's not a single moment when I'm going to do something that will bother you or take you back into horrible memories. Know this, though, Tina Marie.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too, baby. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's, everybody. We'll see you next week right here. Curry and the Cackler.
Oh, no.
Curry and the Caper.
Vineyard Nation!
Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.